We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Scott Baer covers the Falcons for AtlantaFalcons.com. A lot of really interesting articles up right now at AtlantaFalcons.com, and I encourage you to go to the website. He joins us, as he does every week, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Hey, Scott.
What's going on, guys?
Scott, how you doing this morning, man?
Pretty good. Just enjoyed a holiday, enjoyed a Falcons victory, and I know they're looking for one at home finally. It's going to be a tough task, but they're going to give it a crack.
Yeah, not only speaking of that, Quadri Olsen is back. So how do you see things lining up for the young running back, Quadri Olsen?
Yeah, he's got a real kind of physical nature to him. You know, he hits the hole quickly, and he can get after it and give kind of a thunder and lightning type of offset with him and Patterson. We saw him look pretty good in that Thursday night game, 34 carries for 9 yards. But he had those back-to-back double-digit carries. He needs to still be a practice squad elevation unless they sign him to the active roster. They still have one more opportunity there. And I think why not, right? That they need to get this running game going, try some new personnel. Arthur Smith keeps saying that everything is on the table. Why not give another shot to a young guy who looked pretty decent his last time out? I don't know if I would say that I expect it, but I think it's a realistic option considering Arthur Smith said directly he has earned more carries. This is his next chance to get them.
We're joined by Scott Baer. We're going to be talking about the Falcons and the Bucks, but he's going to forgive me for a second for stepping over to a little bit of a side. I mentioned that a lot of interesting things at AtlantaFalcons.com. The most interesting thing, we got an email from Heather Sauter this week, is that they are doing this multi-part series 30 years later on the 1991 Falcons called The Rudest Team. And you have like Favre and Glanville and Haynes and all these guys, Andre Rison, and they're all sitting down talking about how they didn't like each other and about this team 30 years ago. You have to be a bit of an old head, but boy, Scott, for me, it's flashback time. It's going back to that Glanville team. That team that won 10 games, and you know, offensively they were maybe a little bit challenged, but there was such an interesting mix of players, and you know, from the Deons of the world to you know, the rookie year of Brett Favre and all that kind of stuff. Such a fun team to watch, and it's really interesting what you guys are doing on the website with the Rudest team.
Yeah, Jerry Glanville, man, what a character, right? He has no filter, which is the beauty of this big kind of roundtable sit down that everybody did talking about this team. And they unearthed some fantastic stories that now that it's 30 years later, it's kind of like cool to talk about now. So that's been really fun. Like, and the whole Rudest team thing, they aren't lying. Like, they didn't give AF pretty much. I mean, they really, and by AF, I mean a fricky, right? I mean, like, they absolutely didn't. And they played like that. And my favorite thing is, you know, end of that Saints game, wrapped up playoff game, just kneel on the ball and win the game. No, they got to do their lateral thing and score. And that's one of those teams where, you know, like they just love playing football, and they brought the energy and the swagger of the city. And I know it's a long time ago, and some of the people that I work with weren't even born yet, which makes me feel a lot older because I remember that team vividly. But nonetheless, it was definitely fun to get everybody in the same room and go through that thing. It's been cool to debut the three-part series, which is now available on YouTube. And there's a bunch of great stories from our features guy, Chris Rim, on the website right now.
You know, Kyle Pitts has had a few tough games in a row now. How are teams defending him from what you've seen? How are they defending Kyle Pitts now?
Yeah, it seems to vary week to week, but it's generally if a team has a top end cornerback or defensive back that they feel they can pair up with him, a la Stephon Gilmore, which Kyle Pitts said was his welcome to the NFL moment, they go that way. If it's a situation where you don't have a top talent like that, like they did in Jacksonville, you're seeing what you see a lot with tight ends, right, which is chips off the line to slow you down. If he's playing more of that inline spot, then there's somebody at the next level, and then there's a safety cheating, and they're trying to do that thing where they take him away. The beauty of it is, and I talked to Kyle yesterday, his mindset is really in the right space to avoid the ups and downs of a season, right? That, you know, if you would have gone to him after Miami, let's say, or the Jets game, and maybe his ego is so big he can't fit through the door, right? And then now after the last two games, you know, he could kind of be down in the dumps, same dude every week. And that's going to be key as he adjusts. You know, it's weird because he's a number four pick and he had these big wow moments, but he's still adjusting on the fly. And his answer yesterday I thought was really interesting with all this extra coverage that he's seeing. Is he's like, I don't care if the extra person is there or not. My job is to still find that small opening, that small window to be available for the ball and to catch it and bring it down. And that's his mentality, because if you start going into a snap thinking, I'm going to be double teamed, I'm only a decoy so other guys can make plays in more favorable coverage, then you've already lost. That's not his mindset. That's not what he was saying yesterday. I think that is an encouraging sign that makes me think, hey, he can get out of this slump. He had a good game against Tampa, and talking to him about going against the Bucs for a second time, he knows that personnel back there. I think he is excited to even one up what he did back in week two.
Scott Baer, AtlantaFalcons.com. Haven't won at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Tall order to try to get your first win for Arthur Smith and this team this year against no less than Tom Brady on Sunday. How do they win this game, Scott?
Yeah, it's not going to be easy, man. I never like pointing back to point spreads, but 10.5 is a lot, and those guys generally know what they're talking about. Tampa comes in hot. The one thing, Dean Pease was a defensive coordinator with the Patriots for a long time, so he knows Tom Brady really well. He said yesterday, Tom will take what you give him. If it's the check down, he'll take that. If it's over the top, he'll take that. If it's a mid-range, he'll take whatever's open. He's not going to try to force something. He's just going to keep beating you with the easiest possible option, and he's not going to be confused by any of the pre-snap things that they may have got a guy like Mac Jones with, who was still pretty good. So I always go back to this. It's kind of a tried and true thing. I'm sure Hugh's going to enjoy this. But, I mean, the fastest way to get between 2 points from ball from where the line of scrimmage is to the quarterback is a straight line, right? So, to me, that says interior pressure is how you – because if he's allowed to step up, he's going to beat you, right? You can get him on the outside running. He's not a gazelle anymore that maybe you can disrupt. So, interior pressure, that is – Grady Jarrett. Now, whole world knows that that's Grady Jarrett. That's why they Aaron Donald block him, like with two or three guys. But I think working inside, I just hate to even say blitzes because then you open up an area in the back where he can beat you. Bottom line, it's not easy, right? Or a bunch of people would have done it already. But again, the fastest way to get to him is straight up the middle.
We're talking with Scott Baer of AtlantaFalcons.com. What is Deion Jones' status for the game?
Yeah, I think he's going to play. All signs point to it at this point. All signs point, actually, to the Falcons. Of course, there's a bunch of guys who are on injured reserve, but of those who are not, it's looking good for pretty much everybody. Jarrett Patterson had a Veterans Day of rest. They're ready to go. Deion Jones has been back, a full participant. That's going to be important for him to step up and because that linebacker core is their defensive strength in terms of position groups. And we've seen what Deion can do coming forward. That's an important component of his game, I think, especially in a time like this. And we all know how many weapons that Tampa Bay has. And Rob Gronkowski is
who he is, right? But you need as many guys who are fleet of foot and can cover. Dion is one of the best at those. I would expect him to play.
Do you see a guy like Dante Fowler had a sack last week? Do you see him turning the corner? Like, does it look like to you like he's turning the corner a little bit and getting to the quarterback a little bit more?
Yeah, and they need it pretty bad for him to do those types of things. The one thing I like about Dante is every sack isn't just a sack, it's a strip sack. That's an opportunity for a big play. That's when you hear lots of people say, oh, you know, sacks are good, but they're not everything. Well, strip sacks can be everything, and he's good at that. So if you can get him warmed up a little bit, get some more of that confidence from him coming off of that knee injury, they're going to be a lot better. He's their main threat off the edge. I don't think it's any secret. I'm sure I'll talk to you guys in April and I'll say they need more threats off of the edge, right? But right now he's their guy. He's got to get activated and build exactly like what you were saying, Hugh, off of a pretty good game against Jacksonville. Now it's time to maybe not even sack Tom Brady like I guess he did last time, but to create havoc in the backfield, to make him get rid of the ball when he doesn't want to, try to dictate the terms of play, and good edge rushers can do that.
Give me 15 seconds. Were you trolling everybody by putting CP84 on the depth chart at safety?
Was I trolling everybody?
Well,
I don't know
team,
if I was trolling everybody. Well, he did play a defensive snap.
Yes, he did.
Against the Jags. So that I will say. Is everybody having a little bit of fun? I think that we can connect the dots between Arthur Smith and his postgame. This isn't 15 seconds. After Jacksonville saying, I may put him on the depth chart, to him showing up on the depth chart. So,
okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe just a little bit.
That's okay. I got
nudge,
you.
Nudge, wink, wink.
Yeah. All right, Scott, look forward to Sunday. Thanks much.
Thanks.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.